Derek Dobies is running for mayor, and we are voting for that office this coming Tuesday. Derek joins us. Why are you running for mayor, Derek?
Running for mayor because I love this city. Moved here and bought my first house here, got married here, raising our new baby daughter here, and want her to grow up in a nice, attractive, safe community. I think we have a lot of big systemic problems that need to be addressed, from fixing our streets to dealing with the crime and drug problem, and continuing to work to make Jackson more attractive for new families and new businesses to move here. And I think I can provide the bold leadership and the vision to help solve some of those problems.
We're fixing a lot of streets right now, aren't we?
We're fixing some, yeah. A lot of that has been because of some of the decisions that we've helped to make over the past few years on council. But, you know, look, we have 155 miles of roads in the city. Everyone knows that we have a lot of potholes out there. Mm-hmm. And the problem is a lot of our road funds are going towards those major streets because that's what the funds themselves actually dictate and where we can get grants from the state and federal government. So the problem is a lot of those side streets that aren't getting fixed, that are ridden with potholes, is what we need to address. And I think that it's incumbent on the council and the mayor to come up with a long-term road funding plan that makes sure that our streets are adequately funded, quality built, and sustainably designed so that we can care for their long-term maintenance.
Where would you come up with the money? Taxes?
Well, I think we already, we already take in money that is put towards roads through Act 51. A lot of what I always say is budgets are about priorities, and if we want to actually get our streets fixed, then we need to adjust our budget accordingly. I think that there are some things that we can do to stretch those roads funding dollars even more through road dieting, some unique designs in the actual design of the streets. And then I think that we do a couple of different things. Work with Lansing to adjust their road funding formulas and, you know, figure out what can happen locally to inject more money into getting our streets fixed. Because it's a huge problem, huge priority for all the people that I've been talking to across the city since April, and frankly, since I started running in 2011.
Your opponent has been in office for 2 years. Give him a letter grade.
Well, I don't give out letter grades to my colleagues. I think that, look, I think Bill's a nice guy. I've enjoyed working with him, but I think that we differ on a number of different issues, one being the pay raise. I have never voted for a pay increase for city council or for mayor. I've always given half my salary back to the city and half to local nonprofits. And recently, the council, in a deciding vote by Bill, voted for a 25.5% pay raise and made it retroactive to the beginning of the year, which, I disagree with, respectfully disagree with. I think that we need to put what money we can into fixing the streets and dealing with the crime and poverty that we have in the city. So I think when we talk about where are we going to get more money for streets, we need to pinch every penny that we can.
Well, let me ask that in a different way. How would you be, different than Mayor Jors?
Sure.
What would be the big differences?
So I think the big difference is that for the past 5-6 years I've been on council, I've been someone who is willing to step up and solve some of the biggest problems that our city faces, take on big challenges. When I first got elected, we had to balance the city's finances, make a lot of cuts to right size City Hall within our staffing and things like that to actually give off of emergency financial manager. We've done the difficult decisions to invest in Michigan Avenue and downtown infrastructure and placemaking. That's something that we did, before Bill was elected in 2015. And if you recall at the time, it was somewhat controversial because it was new and different and a different approach and vision, and people didn't necessarily know if it was going to pan out and attract businesses. And what we've seen over the past few years is new businesses and new developments opening up downtown. So I think I'm someone who is willing to be bold and have that sort of bold leadership that I think is required to take on some of the big issues that we face as a city. I'm also a hard worker beyond just, I don't just show up every 2 weeks to vote, take on, big policies, big projects. The Glenn Parker mural downtown is one of them. Wrote a state grant, national grant, to raise money for that placemaking project, the new Bandshell area downtown as a place for events and people to gather in the heart of our city. And ended up sitting down with some businesses and raising money. And we raised about $640,000. Mm-hmm. That took me 3 years, and it was a heck of a lot of hard work. But I think those things are that bold leadership and that hard work and vision and following through on that vision is something that I'll certainly bring if elected as mayor.
Yeah, the downtown has really changed. Turned around, I'm sure you would agree with that. Is there too much focus, Derek, downtown and not maybe other parts of the city?
Well, I think that the recovery, I would say that the recovery of the city is going in stages, right? So since my time there, we've had to kind of triage the recovery and rebuilding of our city. So first we had to get our financial house in order, work to build a more sustainable city infrastructure itself within City Hall. I think that we've largely done that. It's a lot more efficient, a lot more effective. Second, we had to rebuild our downtown and start to build the city from the downtown out, create a sense of place that's able to attract new residents and new businesses to our city. Now I think we're at the stage where we need to take some of that progress out into the neighborhoods, down through some of the major corridors, and really work to show the rest of the city what that progress can look like and how we can help improve, their neighborhoods. We've already been doing some work in the neighborhoods of cleaning up the blight, demolishing some of the vacant, dilapidated housing, working on, inspections and ridding our community of blight. But I think we need to take some of the progress that we've made downtown with respect to housing development and business development and growth and extend that onto the neighborhoods. We have a lot of great business corridors, business corridors in the city that I think can also receive some attention as well.
Let's talk about crime. Although the crime numbers generally overall are down, we have a lot of crime and high profile crime. What can the mayor and city council do short of, I guess, hiring a lot more police officers, which I don't believe we have money to do?
Right. Well, I'll say that crime is very personal to me. As of today, my new blue F-150 was just stolen out of our driveway last night. So I actually had a police officer that just about 5 minutes here before I called in. So they're out there looking for it. I know that violent crime has fallen since I was elected, about 14%, which is improvement. I still think that we do have a crime problem in the city. Anyone that listens to the news, reads them live, knows that there's been a string of shootings over the past few weeks. You know, that some of it is likely, you know, gang-related. So I believe that we need to certainly address that, address property crime. In talking with the, you know, former Chief Hines and current Chief Hitt, I think that they have some real solutions that we can pursue within the police department itself. I think that we need to look at putting more boots on the ground, assembling some sort of crack team to go around, likely in plain clothes, and do the deep dives and be work to get our police department a lot more, you know, proactive in its ability to actually investigate and follow up and follow through on that sort of high-level crime and drug activity. And then I think, and I think there are some other strategies within the department itself, but I think that what we need to do is look at the other departments within the city and how on a larger basis across all the departments, how we can use those departments to reduce our crime rate. So looking at improving lighting within the neighborhoods, looking at using the forestry department to raise the canopy of some of the street trees to improve visibility into the neighborhoods for pedestrians, homeowners, and for the police that are driving by looking for suspects. So I think that there's some really easy, tangible things that we can do up front to help with that. And in fact, those are some things that I worked with the city manager to do on First Street. Help put some lighting down First Street between Franks and Morrell, raise some of the canopy of those trees. And if you drive down First Street there, it looks a lot safer, and certainly the visibility is improved. So I think there's some things that we can look at in that regard.
I know one issue you talk about is poverty, and that's a tough issue to deal with, certainly for city council.
Yeah. Well, it's important. Look, when you when we've had 40% of our population leave the city over the past number of decades, and that's a huge problem. It causes a huge problem for the city, and it's something that we have to address, because obviously with less people, there comes less revenue coming into the city, and city services suffer because of that. So the big problem is we've lost 40% of our population, and then of the 60% that are left here, about 40% of the city lives under the federal poverty level. So it's hard to rebuild a city when you're faced with those sorts of statistics. So I think that it's something that council and a mayor in particular has to stand up and say, this is a problem, we're going to work on solutions, pull the community together, and take action. I sit on the Financial Stability Network. It's a conglomerate of number of different organizations in town that work within the sphere of addressing poverty, whether it's Community Action Agency or the number of other, I think there's probably 50 different organizations that sit at that table. But I think it's certainly something that we have to address if we want to rebuild our city. And certainly the big ways to address that is to make Jackson more attractive for new businesses, bring new businesses in here, help them to create jobs, and then help work with the, you know, some of the industries that are looking for employees, particularly within the skilled trades, connecting people in our community with the skills needed to get the jobs that are available. I'm happy to be endorsed by the Michigan Building Trades Council, and a lot of those skilled trade organizations that are looking for those individuals and looking to connect people in our community with those good paying jobs.
So you're on board with attracting business to, or even using maybe some assets to attract business and attract people into the community?
100%. I think that that's what you've seen the city attempting to do over the last few years with our investments in the infrastructure, our placemaking projects downtown. You see the new developments coming up. You see new businesses moving in. I think that we need to, you know, do more to work within the skilled trade sector, like I said, to connect those people with the skills they need to get those jobs. But also, I think that we need to do more to work to look internally within the city to address how some of our policies can better be changed and amended, or just some of our processes and regulations can be changed to make it more conducive to starting up a business in the city. That's one of the things I did back in 2015, wrote a $50,000 grant to the U.S. Small Business Administration to for their Startup in a Day challenge. We got $50,000 and used it to streamline all of our permitting and application and zoning and put everything, all of that, onto a website. So if you're a business, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to start a restaurant or retail business, you can go onto that website, click on what type of business you want to start, and then it'll show you a map of all the different parcels that are available to place that business in, the types of permits, applications that you would need, and then you can actually track those applications through City Hall to make sure that, you know, you're getting what you need to actually open up your business here in Jackson. Mm-hmm.
Well, breaking news, Derek Dobie's car stolen. You didn't leave the you didn't leave the keys in, did you?
No. And actually, we just got it about 30 days ago. My wife had a trade-in, and so it's one thing to work on these issues, but people that run for city council, run for mayor, also, you know, have the same problems that other people face, and that's why I think it's so important to continue the work that we're doing in the city and work to address things like crime. I mean, no one wants to move into a city where we have some of the statistics that we do.
What color is that?
Blue.
Blue?
Blue jean blue. Mm-hmm.
I saw Dan Greer driving one.
He would. I'll have to give him a call.
Hey, thanks, Derek. Appreciate it. Good
thanks,
luck.
Greg. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks.